From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A large study suggests that a new treatment to prevent stroke works at least as well and perhaps better than an older one. NPR's Joanne Silberna reports that the new treatment is easier on the patient and likely to catch on.
In the new treatment, doctors use a tiny scaffold to shore up the main artery in the neck that carries blood to the brain. The process is called stenting. Strokes happen when clogged arteries cut off blood flow to the brain. Stenting of the carotid arteries in the neck was first tried about 10 years ago, but it sometimes created clots that caused strokes or other problems. So stent makers designed an umbrella-type filter to catch those clots. Jay Yadav of the Cleveland Clinic, one of the leaders of the new study, says carotid stenting is now a viable option compared to surgery to clean out the arteries.
The patients who got stenting had a lower risk for heart attack, certainly during the procedure. And then at 1 year, they did at least as well as surgery. And if you looked at certain subsets, they did better.
Fewer deaths or strokes. 334 people whose carotid arteries were partly blocked had either a stent or the surgery, carotid endarterectomy. The patients were over 80 or had heart disease or other problems that made surgery risky. Yadav says endarterectomies can be tough on patients.
Carotid endarterectomy is performed typically under general anesthesia. Then we make an incision in the neck below the angle of the jaw, about a 6-inch incision. And that allows us to get down to the carotid artery.
And pull out the material clogging it. Hospital stays average 2 to 3 days. Stenting with a several $1,000 stent is easier on the patient. The doctor threads the unexpanded scaffold through an artery in the groin up into the neck and expands it.
So the patient is awake during the procedure because it's really not painful once we numb up the leg. And they're able to converse with us during the procedure, actually. They spend the night in the hospital and go home the next day.
Yadav thinks the finding, reported in the New England Journal of Medicine, will make doctors more likely to offer stents to patients at risk for surgery.
And this really represents a tremendous advance for those patients, because they often are elderly, and they're not eager to have surgery, and they're often not good candidates for surgery, and yet we want to have some way to prevent stroke in those patients.
There may be another way. Medications like cholesterol-lowering drugs, blood pressure drugs, and anti-clotting medicines. Technology evaluator Alan Garber of Stanford University says new medicines haven't been directly compared to either endarterectomy or stents.
One of the biggest questions doctors will be asking after looking at this study is, what about the intervention that wasn't included? And by that I mean, what about medical management?
And he says patients who get endarterectomies or stents need to be studied for more than a year, since arteries can reclog. Still, vascular surgeon Richard Cambry of Harvard says carotid stenting is here to stay. What remains is to figure out who should get it.
The big question about the role of carotid stenting will await more large, definitive, comparative trials, which are, in fact, underway in this country and Europe already.
But no comparative tests are being done of different stents, since no device manufacturer wants to finance a test and have its product come up short. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.